With some schools across central and northern New York starting to reopen for in-person classes over the next few weeks, county health department officials are working with school districts on what to do if staff or students contract COVID-19. We get more from WRVO's Payne Horning.
County health department officials like Oswego County Director Jane Cheng Huang say there are so many different potential scenarios that could play out this year that there's only one blanket rule.
This will be very much case-by-case situation. It's harder to say now because different school building, different configurations, different conditions.
Both the Onondaga and Oswego County Health Departments plan to advise district officials each time a case of COVID is detected. The districts will make the final call on what to do, but Onondaga County Health Commissioner Indu Gupta says there are certain cautionary measures they will recommend, like having an entire class quarantined for 14 days after a student from that class leaves the school with symptoms or tests positive.
All of them will be most likely considered contacts because they were in the closed classroom there. However, rest of the school is a different scenario.
An entire building may need to be closed if many people there test positive at once, or if certain staff members, like shared teachers, were exposed to multiple classrooms after contracting the virus. Gupta says that's why health officials are recommending schools limit student and staff movement throughout the building, keep face masks on, and disinfect regularly. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.